following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
All right, Refuge Family, good to be with you. 14th of May. It's the 14th of May. We started the Fireside Chats March 16th, almost 2 months ago. Anyway, 2 months ago we started this. So it's good to be with you today. The chat today will revolve around Matthew 4 and Matthew 7. And by way of reminder, tomorrow, Fireside Chat for tomorrow, we'll have communion. So heads up, so by noon you can have your bread and cup ready for that, as Pastor Bill takes us into communion during that particular chat. And also, another reminder this weekend, Land of Color will be our featured musical guest leading us in worship. And also some special music, new songs from a new project that they're working on. I'm not sure how that's being delayed right now with the COVID-19 issue, but anyway, we get to hear some of those new songs this weekend. So, set my Psalm 46 cup down and ask you a question. Have you ever heard of the expression, the phrase, hitting the wall, hitting the wall? It's used typically, it comes from, in its most popular form, from marathon runners, right? Those that are in a marathon, in that grueling 26.2-mile race, not a jog, not a walk, but it's a race. They run 26.2 miles, and that's a long distance. That would be like, I'd be like running from here, from Refuge, to Long Beach Airport and back. That'd be roughly 26.2 miles. And so when you hit the wall, that expression, hitting the wall, refers to that point in time in the run, in the marathon, when you think, I don't have any more energy left to press on. I'm done. That's what you're feeling. Or you're saying, I can't do this anymore. It usually happens about two-thirds of the way through the race. It seems to be that time, that 18, 19, 20-mile point in the race, about two-thirds of the way. So maybe that's prophetic? Maybe we're two-thirds of the way through this? No, don't go there. But anyway, so that's typically when it happens. And it's usually due to hitting the wall, is usually due to burning up every single calorie of glycogen that's in your muscles. I mean, you've just drained it all. You've used it all up, and so that's why some runners will they'll use a product like this. This is one that's made by Clif Bar, and it's an energy chew that you actually take. It breaks off into little bite-sized chunks, and you take this while you're running. It's to be eaten while you're running. And it's like a supplement to replenish. And so hitting the wall, again, when you've burned every single calorie of glycogen in your muscles, and then also a lot of times it's just extenuating circumstances, right? Things beyond your control. And so those elements beyond our control would be maybe like the weather, right? If it's super humid, super hot, there's sleet or wind, you're running against the wind. And so those are the things beyond your control. And even though not everyone hits the wall that runs a marathon, it's pretty common. It's pretty common. So just thinking about that, when I ran across one of these chews that we got donated to us and had distributed a while back in our food distribution, it made me think that you and I, that we have our own marathon, right? And it's not the Refuge to Long Beach Airport and Back marathon. It's the COVID-19 lockdown marathon, because in our marathon, like that 26.2-mile race, we might find ourselves saying, hey, when is this going to end, right? Or can I make it to the finish line? We feel like we've kind of hit a wall, going strong for a period of time. I got this. Lord's giving me strength, and we're running the race, and then hit that proverbial figurative wall. And so it's a similar phenomena in our marathon, in our COVID-19 marathon. This that sense like, I can't do this anymore. I'm done with this. And we hit that when we've used up all of our spiritual calories, right? All of the spiritual calories that are in our spiritual muscles, we've drained them all. And then, on top of that, extenuating circumstances, right? The things, well, not like humidity, obviously, but in the sense of, as we look at this analogy, maybe instead of dealing with rain or wind, we're dealing with maybe people that we don't agree with, you know, so it's almost like we have the categories. We have the hyper mask and the hyper no mask. Like I gotta wear my mask wherever I'm at, in my car, windows up, I'm wearing the mask. In the other extreme, I'm not wearing a mask no matter what. Send me to jail, I'm not wearing a mask. And so dealing with those that we don't agree with. Church should be open on March 31st. Church shouldn't be open on March 31st. And so all these different viewpoints, and we all fall into some place on those, maybe not in extreme, but we find ourselves somewhere on that linear line. And so our wall that we hit in our marathon, it has elements that are under our control, and it has elements that are not, the elements that are beyond our control, right? Just like in a real a marathon race. So the question then is, how do we deal with that? How do we deal with the elements that are under our control when we've used up all our spiritual strength? How do we deal with the elements that are beyond our control, right? With those that perhaps we don't agree with, that don't agree with our perspective on dealing with the crisis. And so I want to talk to you about that just for a few minutes. So first, the elements that are under our control. We've burned up all of our spiritual calories, okay? So like a real marathoner that's burned up all the stored calories, the solution is the same. I've got to take in more spiritual calories, right? I have to take in more because I've used up every single calorie that I've got, which I wish I could say that happens to me. I don't seem to use all the ones I've taken in, but when you're running a marathon, you do, right? You've literally just used all of them up, and so you have to take in more. And so in this sense of my analogy, when you've used up all those spiritual calories, so to speak, figuratively speaking, you got to take in more. And so made me think of the passage from Deuteronomy that Jesus, in fact, quoted from Matthew 4. Man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. And so Jesus, of course, quoted that when he was being tempted in the wilderness and quoted that passage from Deuteronomy. But the idea that I wanted to bring from that passage is that as important as physical food is, and Jesus basically even said that to the enemy of our souls, Satan, more important is the Word of God. I've got to take that in, and it's not just important, it's more important, spiritual food. So when you're tempted, when I'm tempted to throw in the towel, when I feel like I've hit the wall, drained, sapped of all energy, I need to eat more manna, if you will, right? Not more comfort food, I need to eat more spiritual manna at that time. And just like in the physical realm, where it's not one and done, right? It's not just one meal and I'm done. That's true physically, right? Because we eat throughout the day. However you eat, you know, maybe it's little bits or big meals, whatever. It's not one and done. You continually do that. So it is in the spiritual realm as well. You continually need to take in more. And so you can't say, well, you know, I heard a really great Bible study, you know, last Wednesday from Pastor Bill in Genesis chapter 50, you know, so I'm good. Or I had a really sweet devotional time, you know, a few days ago. I mean, all that's great, but that only lasts so long. And then you burn through those spiritual calories. And so we need to, we got to replenish, right? Just like the Cliff Bar, they call blocks, energy chews. You've got to have that. You've got to replenish. So that would be the elements that are are under our control, things that you can do, right? You're the one that burned up the calories. You're the one that could replenish the calories. And so things under your control. But what about the elements that are beyond our control in our COVID-19 marathon? And there are many. And so my examples are not to be exhaustive. They're not the only ones. They're just for the sake of getting the point across, and you can fill in some of the blanks. You can expound upon the examples or add to the examples that I'm giving you, but elements beyond our control in our quote-unquote marathon would be, as I alluded to earlier, people that have a different response to the crisis than you and I may have. And you and I may not even have the same ones, but just saying that the people that would differ from us, from you. And so fellow lockdowners, for example, right? Folks that are part of the lockdown, which I guess is everyone, or government officials, or church leaders, whatever the case may be, dealing with those that you can't necessarily control. I mean, they're there. The government officials are there. And so fellow lockdowners, they're there. That's just, it's the world we live in. It's the people that are about us. So the solution there really is to do the same thing as you would any other time as it relates to elements beyond your control. Same solution. And that is we fully rest in, trust in the Lord. We abide in Him. We just, man, I'm gonna hunker down, make myself at home in the Lord, and that He might make Himself at home in me. And when I do that, when you do that, when you abide that way, which that's what that means, if I just make yourself at home, when you do that, Jesus said, you bear fruit. He said, abide in me and you'll bear fruit. And the fruit that we need at a time like this, when things be under control, is peace, the fruit of peace. And you abide in the Lord, trust in Him, rest in Him, just make yourself at home in Him, so to speak. You're going to bear that fruit of peace. So that would be the first point I would make as it relates to what we do when those elements are beyond our control. And then secondly, again, not an exhaustive list here, but secondly, I would say to give out the same grace, to give out the same grace that God gives to you, right? Give out that same grace that God gives to you. So if God only graced you, if God only poured out His grace on your daily life, which He's doing all the time, whether you realize it or not, if He only did that when your opinion was verifiably perfect, if that was the only time that He graced you, or me, I doubt I'd ever be graced by the Lord, right? Very rarely, I'm sure. And so just as Jesus said in the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew 7, second passage to draw your attention to, Matthew 7, in the Sermon on the Mount, when Jesus talked about doing unto others as you'd have them do unto you, that would relate to gracing others. Grace others as you want to be graced, right? And so that would be another way for you and I to deal with those elements in our marathon, elements that are beyond our control. So I hope that helps because the marathon's not over. And of course, we have the greater marathon, the life marathon, which we run for the Lord, as the Apostle Paul said. But in this specific one that we're in, it's not over. And so we need these tips from the Lord's word, and I hope that helps you. So let's pray, all right? Well, Father, thank you for your supply of spiritual nutrients, Lord, that we need. We need that, God. We need to replenish, and you've provided your word. Lord, it's manna, and we can't live without it. We can't have real life without it. We can, I guess, exist, but we can't live. We can't have real life without it. And so you've provided it, Lord. We have what we need. We have your Spirit. We have your Word. As Peter said, everything we need to live a life that honors you, you've provided it, God. That's for all of us, regardless of where we live, regardless of conditions, circumstances, crisis. Lord, you've provided that, Lord. And you've provided your grace. There's no end to that. We have all we need. And you're the one that provides that, Lord. And you're the one that would have us extend that same grace that you extend to us, Lord. And it's an endless supply of grace. And so, Father, I pray, not only would we take in that spiritual replenishment of your word, manna, but also, Lord, that we would be extenders of grace, Lord, the grace we need, the grace we cry out for all the time, that you provide for us, Lord, that we would extend that, Lord, that we could model that during this time. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. All right. God bless you, Refuge family. Tomorrow, noon, last chat of the week. All right. Bye-bye.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel, Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495. Set free.